Mornings are better with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
They make me laugh.
On Star 102.5.
We spent our summers boating and camping with friends. That's the opening line of Colleen's Christmas card. It's almost like a thank you. Like, you got to give a shout out to the friends who owned the boat.
The boat, yeah.
So, we sent out...
First of all, thank you.
Yeah, that's about right. I want to get invited back next year.
That's actually very smart.
We'll include you on our Christmas
card. That's right. If you invite us to do fun things with you. We sent out the Christmas cards late last week, so Kurt got his over the weekend, and immediately Monday morning, yesterday morning, I was critiquing it, telling me all, like, criticizing my simple sentences. He's like, I've never seen so many simple sentences.
It was a good year. We had fun. So many things happened. Oh, work is good for us, which is our way of saying we're doing well.
Ask you this, okay? Because Kurt brings up an interesting point. Do people really want to know how you're doing on the Christmas card? Do people really want to know?
Well, do people really want to know how you're doing when they ask you in passing?
Right.
And I am that person who's going to tell you.
I'll give you an earful.
You ask me how is it going, and I...
But what do you think? Do you think most people really want to know when they ask you in passing how you doing?
Probably not. It's probably just a courtesy.
No, I think it's the same thing on the Christmas card.
All right, fair enough. Well, hey, I kept it brief. We just got the Christmas card from some family, and it was a full-on paragraph for each member of the family, like a serious paragraph. And, you know, here's the other thing.
Was it the separate piece of paper included?
No, it was an actual card, like an open-up card, and one entire side, and maybe 10 font was... So it's intense.
No longer good enough to just send the...
The card.
The picture. Card with the piece of paper inside that tells you about your year.
Now you
have to include it actually in the printing of the card.
You can. Mm-hmm. That probably cost them a nice chunk of change.
Yes.
But here's the other thing. Does it sound braggy, you know, to be saying? Because you're not, most people...
Aren't telling the bad stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's all the good things.
Right. Of course it's
braggy.
Here's
how well each member of the family is doing.
It's absolutely braggy. Yes.
Not the lows.
Because it's just like Facebook bragging.
So when you
look at me on vacation.
Right. Right. This is where we traveled
this
year.
Exactly.
Which comes out in survey after survey as one of the things that people like least about Facebook. They don't want to know
about your trips. Your travels.
And your fabulous life.
Yes.
And here it is in all one concise version.
Right.
At the
it's
end
now
of the year.
Coming in the mail.
Life is good.
It's like
us.
A Facebook best of. It's a Christmas card now.
Yes.
280-1025. Catherine, what are you looking for in the card?
Well, I like just the picture and the season's greeting message, because after years of receiving the Christmas letters with paragraphs of boasting and bragging, and then the year you don't get the Christmas card, you know the bottom has dropped out of the family, and nobody wants to talk about that. So.
You do notice when it's missing, you know, when someone has traditionally done it. I agree
exactly.
with that.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
That's a good point.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Catherine. You take care. Bye. Teresa.
Hello.
All right. So you want to know what on the Christmas card?
I want the truth. Judge me. I don't care. My son's unwed and having a baby. I'm fine. It's 2017.
Did you put that on your Christmas card?
I'm thinking about it, but I'm thinking, how many people am I going to piss off? I don't know. I mean, it's very con. It's just, I get it, Call. I like it. Do it. Be truthful. Who cares what people think? It's 2017. And supposedly, I brag a lot about volunteering. I don't care. That's what I do.
All people think you're bragging when you're saying you're volunteering?
Couple people have said that to me, like when I'm out and I'm like, oh, I'm going to be here in a couple days volunteering. I guess I said it like 5 times, so it looked like I was bragging.
Oh.
But I wasn't. I was just trying to tell the people, don't give me your spiel. I'm going to be here in a day. I get it. I don't need to hear all the crap about this. I'm going to be here. I've volunteered at this for 5 years. I get it.
Okay.
So I'm
okay.
not trying to brag.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I don't know. Honesty is the best policy, but it doesn't go over well.
All right.
Okay. Thanks Teresa. Bye.
Debbie?
I want to laugh. I want it to be funny.
Okay.
Yes. So you don't want to hear the truth. You just want to be entertained.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I, you know, a month ago, I hit a deer. That's the kind of stuff I want to hear. Like, I hit a deer. I'm so pissed. I, you know, hit this deer, and I wrecked the car, and my son lost the championship in the baseball tournament, but he got a participation trophy. I mean, okay. That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's okay. Hilarious. I mean, right. That, I think, is so funny. That's stuff people don't put on Facebook.
Right.
So okay. I want to laugh.
So you almost want the Christmas card parody, almost.
Right.
A little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. All right. Gotcha.
Absolutely. I want a Christmas vacation inside of a Christmas card.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Uh-huh.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.